This call is being recorded.
You can see that soul star chakra as a brilliant white, intense, brilliant white color. Now all eight chakras in perfect alignment, see them aligned along your spinal column, all the way up through the top of your head. You may also become aware of the other four chakra centers, which are two more above the soul star chakra and two below your feet, but they have not become activated yet. But you may be aware of them. Also see your chakra centers spinning, either clockwise or counterclockwise, respectively. And if they are spinning somewhat slowly, just speed them up with your mind, especially the lower chakra centers. Speed them up. This is all about increasing your vibratory frequency. Now, put your focus again at your heart center, your fourth chakra, and just above your fourth chakra, your high heart center has awakened. And see that as a beautiful magenta color. And connect that now, energetically connect that with your third eye center in the middle of your forehead. Energetically connect the two. So send energy from your high heart center up to your sixth chakra, third eye, and then back down to your high heart center. And if you keep doing that around and around and around, it begins to form a vortex of energy. And that vortex of energy lets your consciousness be pulled into that vortex and have yourself come out in the middle of your forehead as if you were looking out through your third eye, as if it were a doorway out of your physical body. And indeed it is, as it connects out to your astral body and your astral space around you. And let yourself move out through that doorway. Just simply slip out through the doorway, through the window of your third eye, out into the astral space in the room, wherever you are. And then turn around, and as an exercise in knowing that you are not your physical body, see your astral or see your physical body laying there or sitting there. Know that you are both separate and a part of your physical body. You are connected. And now, if you would, become aware of your Merkaba light vehicle, your light body. For those of you that may be new to this, just simply see a three-dimensional six-pointed star or a double tetrahedron. Either there just outside of your physical body or all around your physical body. And let yourself step into that Merkaba light vehicle. And as you step into it, you're aware that it is a six-pointed, three-dimensional star all around you. And you are stepping into it as if it were a small ship, a light body ship, a vehicle for travel. And let yourself now, as you move into it, become aware of the vibration all around it, such as the spinning of your Merkaba. And as it begins to spin, you begin to rise upward, leaving behind your physical body, rising up, and notice the spinning of the Merkaba, where it spins both clockwise and counterclockwise. Anyone that's familiar with the movie Contact knows what a Merkaba is like, as it can connect multidimensionally beyond just this third dimension. And let yourself now continue to rise upward, higher and higher, seeing the surface of the earth fall further and further below you, and your physical body falling further and further below you as you rise up. Get the sensation of movement as you are moving up. Movement leads to awareness. Continue to rise up in your astral body, higher and higher, till you've gone past the Earth's atmosphere. And you are looking back down now and seeing the Earth way down there, just as the astronauts would have seen it, and just as all of us here up in our ships are seeing it. But see the Earth as we see it, as a beautiful, pristine, divine being, Gaia. Not as people on the surface view the Earth, but as we view it, and now as you view it. See the beautiful blue skies and the flowers and trees and plants, the pristine Earth with a clear atmosphere. And now, as you're aware of all of the ships that are out here, become aware of them, all the different colors and shapes and sizes. Some are light ships, some are great starships, motherships, some are as spheres. Many different shapes and colors and sizes. Now, beyond that, become aware of the planets of the solar system, of the entire solar system. Just let your mind expand out into the solar system, to the sun itself, and through the sun, as there is a gateway through the sun, and you can pass right through it. And once you pass through the sun, you are now out in the galaxy. And you become aware of all of the solar systems in the galaxy, and all of the central suns of all of the solar systems in the galaxy. And finally, to the central sun of the galaxy itself, what is called Alcyone in the Pleiadian constellation. And then move through that central sun. Again, a gateway through the sun, as all of the suns, all of the central suns have gateways through them. And pass through it and become aware of all of the millions and billions of galaxies that are beyond this galaxy. And all galaxies have a central sun. And all galaxies are composed of many solar systems. You begin to get an understanding, or just a glimpse of the immenseness of the universe, and finally to the central sun of the entire universe, universal source of all creation here in this universe, the creator being itself. And now from this central sun of the universe, become aware of the great energy that is there. Great energy that is smoldering on this huge star, this huge galactic or universal central sun, and how these waves of energy have been coming from this universal central sun for some time now, and traveling through all of the central suns of all of the galaxies, and through the central sun of this galaxy, and through all of the planets of the solar system, and all of the ships. All of these waves of energy have been coming down to the Earth, but they have been held back, you might say, for some time now. For the full frequency, the full vibratory frequency could not be felt by the Earth, could not be taken in by the life here on the Earth in its full capacity. So it had to be stepped down and stepped down and stepped down over a period of time. But now notice how these waves of energy have been getting stronger and stronger, because the vibratory frequency on the planet, on Earth, is increasing and able to take these higher waves of energy now, more and more. But still, they get stronger and stronger. And many people across the planet are having difficulty with these stronger waves. But yet, they are continuing to be sustained by these waves, to be able to handle them. But now, let yourself, your imagination, and your visualization take you just a little bit further into the timeline of the future. Not too far. And see a pulse of energy that leaves the universal central sun as it shoots out from it. Again, throughout all of the central suns of all of the galaxies, connecting all. And down into through the central sun of this galaxy, and all of the planets, and all of the cosmic beings, and then down to the Earth. And see it as a pulse of energy that strikes the Earth at a certain time, a certain place, and then begins to fan out as a wave going in all directions. Think of a pebble that is thrown into a body of water, and how the concentric circles go out from that pebble and continue on and continue on until the end. We'll see this pulse of energy create a tsunami of love, of consciousness, of higher consciousness, spreading out across the entire planet, of the surface of the planet, and below the surface as well. Spreading out, fanning out, gaining in momentum. A tsunami eventually loses momentum, but this tsunami continues to gain momentum and spreads all across the entire surface and below the surface of the planet, to all areas, and whatever pockets of darkness still exist are now illuminated by the light, and darkness is no more. As the vibrational frequency that comes from this pulse, from this solar flash, changes everything, shifts consciousness everywhere across the planet. No one is not affected by this in some way, whereas more are more prepared, and those that are not will not be prepared. So see the energy, see the consciousness increasing everywhere. And wherever there was fear, it is now replaced with love, with oneness, with being now in the moment, in the neutral moment. Know that this is the dawn of the new golden age. And you have indeed arrived at this point. Let yourselves now for a moment or two experience the feeling, the bliss that comes with this energy, with this pulse, with this wave of love. Feel the bliss move through you. As in this moment you begin to understand the universe, it all becomes crystal clear, if even for just a moment. But in that moment, you understand everything. And you begin more and more to remember truly who you are and who you have been in all of your previous past lives, both here and this evolution on the earth and prior to this. And you become aware of your multidimensional selves that you are all connected to. And just as you are connected to all of your multidimensional selves, all of those selves are connected to all of the other selves, so that all is one unified consciousness across the entire planet and even the solar system and beyond. Now allow yourselves to begin to drift back. If you left your Merkaba light vehicle temporarily, step back into it and bring it back. Come back down towards your physical body. And leave your Merkaba light vehicle, your light body, surrounding your physical form as a protective cover that will hold out all darkness, hold out all lower vibrations, will propel them away. And come back now into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. And I am Sananda. And I am here at this time to once again continue to bring you understanding. Understanding that will continue to help you move through these times. And yes, for many of you, it seems like trying times. For many across the planet now, it seems like trying times. But for those of you, the awakened ones, you are all aware that this is so much more than all that is being portrayed by your media, all that is being shown, that it is a process of to fear, to shy away from, to feel like this is the end. Many at this point are feeling like, is this the end of the world? Is this the biblical prophecies coming true? It is not the end of the world, but it is the biblical prophecies coming true. Not the destruction in those biblical prophecies, but the construction, the new age of higher consciousness that is a part of those biblical projections and prophecies. You are in those moments now, in the new higher consciousness now. And when we say you have arrived, not at the final destination, and indeed there is no final destination to arrive at, but you have arrived now at the cusp, the beginning of the changeover that is going to bring everyone forward, everyone that is ready, everyone that is a conscious, knowing part of themselves that is prepared for this. And as we have said many times, we have been preparing this group, Ancient Awakenings, for some time now, as well as many other groups across the planet, and many individuals are coming into their awakening consciousness, coming into their knowing of who they are. And everything is coming together now as it is meant to, being orchestrated, as we have said also many times. So it is up to all of you, each and every one of you, to realize that you are the awakened ones and the awakening ones at this point, and you are the ones to continue to help to spread the light, not the fear, but the light. You are the calming ones, the calming influence within all of the storm that is now beginning to rage around. And I say now beginning because this is not the full brunt of the storm yet, but it is the beginnings of it. And if you can remain calm within the storm, then you will weather through it. You will find yourselves just as you would in a storm that is raging all around your home. But you are safely within your homes, and everything continues to rage around you. That is what you are doing now. That is what this is all about. As you are preparing for the higher consciousness to be coming in, just as it has been for some time now, the waves of energy that have been increasing consciousness across the planet, increasing the spread of light across the planet, so that light overcomes darkness everywhere. And those of the dark forces are running. They are running scared to every corner of the world that they can. But notice that those that are coming down with this virus, those are the ones that are in the lower vibratory frequencies within themselves. They are the ones that are getting sick. They are the ones that are succumbing to this virus. But those of you that have strong immune systems and remain more and more at the higher vibratory frequencies of the higher dimensions, fourth and even fifth dimensions, you are not getting sick. Who do you actually know at this point that has become affected by this virus? Not ones you've heard of, but ones that you know personally. And the answer would likely be no one yet at this point. Now, that is not to say that that will not, but it is to say that you, all of you, are strongly protected through this. Not because of what we have done with you, but because of what you have done with yourselves, that you have continued to follow the higher guidance that is coming to you from those of us and from your own higher God selves within you, leading you, guiding you, bringing you into the higher vibrations more and more. And yes, even we find sometimes kicking and screaming because you do not want to leave your comfort zones, but you must leave those comfort zones at times. But as you leave those comfort zones, you will find that you will be more and more in that neutral point, in that moment of neutrality within you. And that in itself will become a comfort zone to you. So you will no longer need the contrivances and the contraptions and the technology that has brought you to this point. Not that technology is bad. It is certainly not. Technology is whatever it is to the individual that is using it, whether for purposes of providing support to all of mankind or for bringing all of mankind down. Technology can be used in whatever way that person is meaning for it to be. So we are saying here, I am saying here, that technology that is coming, the higher level of technology, higher consciousness technology, is coming to you. And you will be able to use this technology in many ways to help your fellow brothers and sisters. And also those of you will come into an understanding again of who you are and be able to once again be able to utilize those forces within yourself so that you can somewhat become a superhuman being. Those are the gifts of spirit that are coming back, that are returning to all of you. And you will have these abilities beyond the ideas of physics now, today. That will become a thing of the past. That is a part of the changeover that is occurring and is in process now. Have you fully arrived now at this point? Most likely no, but you are arriving. You are coming to that next station, we will say. If you think about a train that is traveling along and moving from station to station, that is what you are doing now. But as I said earlier, there is no final station to ever arrive at. It is always the journey. You are always and always will be on the journey. The journey to come back to the complete realization that you are one with the God source within you, have always been and always will be. I am Sananda, and I leave you now in love and peace and harmony and order and oneness within you. And know that I and all of those that work with me are here with you now and will always be with you and have always been with you. Peace and love be with all of you. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Om. Greetings to you, one who serves here, Shoshana here, and we are ready for your questions if you have any. And just to let you know that we are raring to go for this changeover that is in process. We, just like you, have been waiting for this, have been preparing for this. Many in various segments of the galactics and those of us, the Ascended Masters, in many different realms, we have been preparing for this for some time now and have known this was coming and have known that not only we are going to be a part of this, but that all of you are a great part of this. You all have a great part of the missions that are coming for you. And everything, again, is in process now, and you must always continue to understand that. It is a process. It is not an overnight sensation. It is not something where you are here now and there in the next moment, although it could be. That is somewhat of a paradox, we know, but you need to just go with it here. Go with the flow, and you will understand more of this when that solar flash occurs, when the event comes. You will understand what we speak of when we say it is both a process and in an immediate momentary sense. Okay, that is what we have to say here. Shoshana, do you have anything you wish to add here?
I do not.
Pretty good. Then we are ready for your questions. We know that there are those from the email first, and then we will go from there.
Yes, thank you. This is Linda. And the one from the email was from Aramic, I believe his name, that we are being told that the White Hats have the global lockdown for mass arrest, and is this really happening? And are these celebrities and world leaders really getting the virus and being, or are they being arrested? Can you just tell us really what's happening?
Yes, we can tell you that the answer to that question is yes, the arrests are occurring. They are happening just as has been said that they would. It is not happening as fast as some would like it to. Some would like it to just be all over in one night and they all be taken away and that type of thing, but that is not going to happen because it cannot happen. What would that do to the population of the planet if that were to occur in that respect? They would not understand. Those that are the unawakened ones at this point would not understand. But it is occurring in process here. Again, it is another process that must occur over a period of time, and even more importantly, as the frequencies continue to increase. And as these frequencies continue to increase, those that are of the darker persuasion, those of the dark forces, those of the deep state, cabal, the Illuminati, all of this, they cannot be in the higher vibration frequencies. We tell you this many times. They cannot withstand those frequencies, and they will run to attempt to get away from them. But how do you get away from a frequency other than attempting to raise, or rather lower, the frequencies around them? And that is what they are attempting to do now, to bring the frequencies down so that they can be more comfortable again and be in control. But as we have said before, and many have been saying, that is not going to happen. What is coming cannot be stopped at this point. It is beyond. The light has won, and everything is going to continue on from that understanding that the light has won, the light is taking over at this point, and the dark forces are taking their last gasp, you might say. Now, at that last gasp, they still have an opportunity to turn to the light. We will always take their turning from the dark to the light and take them in and be able to assist that process for them if they wish. But as we are finding it, many have turned away from the light because it is too bright for them. It is too high a frequency, and they cannot handle that. They cannot handle it, and they will not allow themselves to be able to handle it, you see? Okay? Shoshana, you have
We can share on this. And we have a perspective that perhaps has not been given before, perhaps has. Our perspective is this. It is interesting that the term is arrest, because arrest means to cease, to stop, to quell the progression of anything that is happening is to arrest it. So we will tell you that this term that has been given so many times is a broader term. term than just arresting beings. It is arresting a mass movement of destruction that has been occurring for many, many, many thousands of years on your planet. So you must understand that this is a mass movement to stop dehumanization, to stop evil things, to stop inhumane activities. And this is occurring on a mass movement as we speak. If you have eyes to see and ears to hear and a heart to comprehend and understand what is truly happening, all things are being shut down because the arrest is the arrest of the inhumanity to man. That is what is really occurring on a mass level. Namaste.
Wonderful perspective. Would there be other questions here?
I have a question.
Yes. Yes.
It's Drusilla.
Yes.
I'm wondering if you can tell us anything about any announcements. Are there going to be announcements, or we're just going to have to try and continue to wake up people around us on our own?
Which we can share.
Okay. Thank you.
Dear sister, we have a perspective to share with you. May we share?
Yes, please.
There have been many announcements. You see, it is all about how you listen. Do you listen as if the movement is moving forward, or are you listening in a compartmentalized way? You must see as an individual how you are listening, because there have been many, many announcements moving humanity forward. There are many aspects to this, and your vibration and your understanding of movement and consciousness will have you understand or not understand these announcements. You must listen carefully, you see, because it is all being announced. Namaste.
Yes, and we would add here that, as Shoshana has given, it is all in process of announcements for some time now. But what you are speaking of are more major announcements, where those of the world population become aware that something is really happening here. And
exactly.
We would say here that this particular process that is occurring now with your viral contamination across the planet and everything that ensues as a result of this process, that it is all happening at this point because it must. It must come to an end, meaning the old paradigm, the old three-dimensional paradigm illusion here must come to an end. And this is the process that is being used at this point, as those of the forces of light have, as we have said before, co-opted this entire virus so that it can be utilized for their own purposes rather than the purposes of the dark forces, which has been shifted greatly here. And the announcements that are coming as a result of this are going to be many. We have given to the James before that he has not yet shared, but it is going to be, as you are going to be, those of you that go on your internet and are often anxious to see what is next and what is happening and hearing the newest rumors and reading about it and all of this. And we have given to the James that it is coming very shortly here, that it is going to be one thing after another, after another, after another, and is going to be so overwhelming to those of you that are looking for the truth. The truth is out there, and you are going to find it more and more and more, and is going to become more and more prevalent to not only those of you that are looking for it, but those that are even not looking for it. It is going to be so out there in their faces, you might say. So those announcements that you are speaking of are coming. We cannot say exactly when or how they are going to be, but we can say that they are certainly going to be quite profound in many respects, okay?
Thank you.
Would there be other questions here?
Hi, yes,
yes,
this is
please.
Lorelei. Hello, this is Lorelei?
Yes.
Can you hear me? Okay, I have actually one from the Facebook group and then one for me, if that's okay. So someone in the Facebook group wanted to know, because she wanted to participate with Cobra meditations, but she was told by somebody who she thought was, you know, a light worker type person, that that was not a good idea, that they were not really doing the work of light work. And so, and I also sort of stopped taking them just on a side note, stopped doing it because of the top-up issue, because he does put some focus on top-up bombs, which I thought we were told we didn't want to do. So anyway, she wanted to know, should she participate with Cobra or not, and what's the situation?
What we can say here is, look at the situation to answer this question. Look at the mass meditation, that global mass meditation that is coming into effect here, that many are working toward. And it was largely started by this one, the Cobra. And it is being translated into many different languages across your planet, and many, many of your websites have taken this on and are spreading the word, just as your group, Ancient Awakenings, is spreading the word here. So how can one say that this one is not of the light if he is wanting to spread the light? You see? That is how we would answer that part of the question.
Okay, thank you.
Shoshana, anything you add?
Well, we can share on this.
Please,
may we share?
Yes, please.
This is an individual pursuit for the truth, you see. We will tell you that the best advice that you can give anyone is to tell them to discern through their heart. What is appropriate for them in their movement of consciousness is not necessarily the same for the next person. They must use their own discernment. They must attempt to move forward based on their own understanding and their own path of consciousness and evolvement, you see. So this is the advice that we would give them. Use your own discernment and do not reach out to others that may or may not give you the answer that you are seeking. Look to yourself. Namaste.
Yes, thank you, thank you. And okay, so to ask one from me. So I had one that I wanted to ask, and then Joanna brought up a good point. So I'm kind of conflugled as to which one. But let me go with Joanna, the one that she had questioned, because as we're talking about these 10 days of darkness, but at that time, theoretically, we're supposed to have videos out that will be telling us what's going on in our country. Well, is that happening in other countries? Will they be doing the same thing, or how is that expected to spread and, you know, make it work globally kind of thing?
The answer is yes, it is going to occur across the planet, but we would say that it is largely to start here with this nation. That this is the nation, this is the country that is beginning the changeover, we will say. That is the way we can look at it. Not that others are not a part of this, they certainly are, but this is the one that is leading the frontier. And your president Trump is the one that is championing the movement.
Uh-huh.
Or the changeover. Okay?
Great.
So, John,
we can share.
Yes.
We can share on this.
Yes,
may we
please,
share?
Thank you. Yes, please. Thank you.
The one known as Trump has been in communication with all world leaders. He is speaking to all of them. He has even pronounced this publicly, that he is talking to all world leaders about this movement. And as he speaks to them, he is attempting to unite them with a common cause to raise the vibration of humanity to a higher level. He is doing this. And what you will see as the one who serves has given is that this nation called the United States of America is leading the cause. They are leading the world to this changeover, you see, and your leader is leading the others. That is how it is developing. Namaste.
And we would add here also that Trump is, as we say, he is leading the charge, and the different countries are all coming in on this as it is happening. He is the one that is involved with the alliance, and the alliance, if you begin to understand who they are not just human beings here on the planet. They are associated with those of the galactics and the Agarthans below the Earth as well. And all of this, the one President Trump is fully aware of. He has connection or contact with many of them. And that is what we can say here. We cannot give more information on this at this point, but it will come out of directly who this one is.
We can add one more aspect, please.
Yes, please.
Trump is the unifier. That has been foretold many times. He is the unifier. Namaste.
Yes. Wow. Thank you. Wow. Amazing. Thank you.
Very good. Are there other questions here?
Yes, I have a question.
Yes?
This is Kimberly. I have a question about something that I saw in a vision. I was in the front yard of the home I grew up in as a child with two other relatives. I looked up and I saw the northern lights, and I said, it's beginning. My question is, was I seeing a representation of the solar flash, or is that the northern lights, is that going to be a prelude to the solar flash, or what was going on? Thank you.
We cannot tell you directly exactly how it is going to look, because it is going to look different for many people. But we can tell you that the solar flash itself will be seen across the entire planet all at once. So it is a huge event here. We can tell you that. How exactly you will become aware of it as different colors in the sky, this will be for many, it will experience this. Not directly from the flash itself in that moment, but after a period of time as it filters through the atmosphere. And it will create much of this color, as you are saying here, but not colors as you understand them directly today, colors that you have never seen before.
We wish to share.
Yes.
May we share, dear sister?
Yes, please.
Our dear sister, you are in the process of allowing your gifts to surface. You have the gift of prophecy. You have known this for many, many, many days of your life. You have known that you have the gift of prophecy, but you have not allowed it to surface, you see. Does this make sense to you?
Absolutely, yes.
And we will tell you, our dear sister, that what you saw is what many will see, as the effects of a solar flash will cause a variation in your sky. It will cause colors that you have never seen before, as one who serves has indicated. But we will tell you, our dear sister, the vision that will occur in the sky is for those that have eyes to see, and many will not even look up. It will still occur, but many will not really notice, you see. So we will tell you the most important message that has been given to you is to use your gifts of prophecy in these times. Does this make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Namaste.
Thank you. Namaste.
Pretty good.
Are
there any other further questions yet?
Yeah, this
is
Cheryl. Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes.
We can.
My daughter Celeste had a dream yesterday where, with the solar flash, our sun flashed from yellow to a blue green, a beautiful bluish green. And it was surrounded by rainbow light in a magenta sky. So my question is, will our sun flash up to the next chakra color with the ascension?
What you are speaking about here is at a much higher consciousness level than the population of the planet at this point. You are finding yourself at a higher frequency vibration more and more, and therefore you are having that type of understanding more and more. So, and also your daughter, as you are saying here, and others also, many others across the planet are also beginning to have this more higher understanding of what is occurring and what is going to occur here. We cannot tell you as far as exactly how it will look, but we can tell you it is going to be quite amazing, we will say here, beyond amazing, beyond anything you can possibly imagine at yet this point, even beyond what you can dream at this point. Because when you dream it, you do not necessarily feel it deep within yourself. But when you experience this, you will feel it deeply. Okay, Shoshana?
We can share. May we share?
Yes, please.
Our dear sister, is your loved one listening to this call?
She's in the other room.
Well, would you mind giving her a message for us?
I'd love to.
Your sweet girl is a leader of her generation. She is a quiet leader. She is an influencer. She will influence those to expand their minds through her gifts, through her art, you see.
Mm-hmm.
You see, she is an appointed one to lead in this movement for her own kind, for her own generation. And she has been given hints of this through her dreams. When she sees these colors, these are colors of higher vibration and an ascended consciousness that she is incorporating into her own level of understanding so that she can move this forward into her generation. As what we find is that those that are of her age will begin to listen to her because she is their age, you see. Does
yes.
this make sense to you?
Yes, perfectly.
This is coming, dear sister. Please give her this message for us and tell her she has the courage of a dozen lions. She just has to know that. Namaste.
Thank you very much. That's beautiful.
Namaste.
Very good. Are there any one final question here before we release?
Yes, please. Yes, please. This is Catherine.
Yes.
I'm calling because I'd like to get a different perspective from what I have adopted a couple of terms. And I would like to offer this as a potential understanding for those who are listening. So the first term is human effluvia. And my understanding of it, it's like a cloud of dark energy that hovers over cities, hospitals, prisons, things of that nature. And then the other term is another perspective of bicameral consciousness. And what I've learned recently that it is old thinking and old ways of being led and not thinking for oneself. So that is what I'm asking for.
What you are speaking of is a sense of the connectedness with the current paradigm here, with the current three-dimensional paradigm. And it will not be in the higher vibrational dimensions that you are moving toward. So to understand the term itself is, as we would say, irrelevant here. It has no bearing, but you are correct in the understanding that there is this attempt to raise the darkness into the collective consciousness, raise the fear, to lower the vibration as much as possible and create a dark atmosphere, we're saying here, and this was the plan for those of the cabal, the deep state cabal, as you call it here, more and more now, and this was their plan to lower the frequency across the planet so they could continue to hold control. But as we have said many times, that is not happening, it is not going to happen, and they are losing control, and they are losing also the vibratory frequency that they are attempting to create. Yes, fear is spreading, but also love is also spreading and overcoming the fear. You will notice that more and more as this continues on. And your President Trump, who is attempting to keep all of this fear down as much as he possibly can, is the catalyst to bring this up into the higher vibrational frequencies permanently here. Okay, Shoshana?
No, we do not add to this.
Very good. Then
thank you.
May I have a question, please?
We take one more question, and that will be it here. We need to release John.
Yes. Thank you. This is Vidya, and I have a wonderful meditation, and I would like to share and to ask a question, because when I travel to the sun and I finally arrived to the central sun, and I immediately was so attracted to the central sun, and I became completely part of it. And then yeah. When I was coming back to my body, I went back through the sun and the other sun and to the planet Earth. I also experienced how I was part of that energy that came to the planet and created that flow, that flash of energy that totally changed the planet. And then I became part of my body. But my body was consciousness of all the darkness that was destroying around. But I was so centered on myself and so bright, so grounded by bright fire and bright light that I said, who cares? Look how bliss you are. You are in total bliss, so don't worry about it. Everything is okay. And I was just so centered, and it was so beautiful. I felt a great bliss. And when I said that, I immediately remembered, Sananda was saying, to remember who you are and who you have been. And then I saw all these bodies, excuse me, that kind of aligned up on me. And once that they were all aligned up on me, I exploded into what I would think it was a planet or a sun. And that is my question. I don't know what it was.
Please ask your question directly. What is your question?
Why is that image that I exploded into either a planet or a sun? I didn't see myself anymore as a person.
Because you are experiencing the full totality of your consciousness, beyond the personality that you are now into the full dimensional frequencies of who you are and who you have ever been. As to say that you were a planet or that you were an exploding star or anything of this nature, we cannot say directly at this point, but you have a knowing within yourself as the connection there. And the connection to the universal source of the universal creative source here. And that is your connection as well as everyone else's connection as well, you see. So you will come to feel the full essence of who you are when you allow yourself to go so deeply as you did here. And that is what you have accomplished in doing so. Okay, Shoshana, anything
you
add here?
Please do not.
Very good. Then we hope that that was sufficient for answer for your question. And we need to release the channel here. Do you have anything you wish to add here, Shoshana, as a final?
We do not have a formal message. We will just say to each that is listening and that may read the words to stay unified, to stay united, to love one another, and join each other in the celebration of this process. Namaste.
Yes, and we would say here to remain calm yourselves and help others also to find the calmness within themselves so that the continued vibrations go up rather than down as the cabal wants to happen here. We want the frequencies to continue to increase, the light to continue to increase, and this is up to you, all of you, the light workers and warriors throughout the planet here. So,
we would like to add one thing, please.
Yes, very good.
We would like to remind all, and please remember this, that fear is a 3D matrix program that is false. It does not truly exist, you see. So do not buy into it. Namaste.
Yes, that is why it is false evidence appearing real. Whoever came up with that was right on, as you have been saying, those here. So we are needing to release channel now. Shanti, peace be with you. Either one.
Shanti.
Shanti, peace be with you.
Thank you.
Shanti.
Ah.